In China, the number of reported cases of SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, has increased tenfold. The government says there are 339 SARS cases, up from the 37 previously reported. And that number is expected to rise in the coming days as suspected cases are confirmed. The failure of the Chinese government to be forthcoming about the seriousness of the SARS outbreak has led to the resignation of two senior officials, NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
It was clear something was up when reporters arrived for a previously scheduled news conference yesterday afternoon, due to be hosted by both the health minister and the mayor of Beijing. Neither showed up. Instead, the vice health minister took questions from journalists. Within an hour of the end of the news conference, the official Chinese news agency Xinhua announced that the minister, Jiang Wenkang, and Beijing's mayor, Meng Xuanong, had been removed from their party posts. China watchers say this is a highly unusual step by the Communist Party.
It does seem like a bit of a new world.
Joseph Fewsmith is an expert on Chinese politics at Boston University.
It does indeed suggest that the highest authorities are really very determined to show to the Chinese people and to the world that they are in fact getting serious about preventing the spread of SARS.
Other signs of this newfound commitment are everywhere, from information on how to avoid the disease on Chinese television to a newfound honesty in the Chinese press on the subject. Internet chat rooms have buzzed with praise for new President Hu Jintao for taking bold action in firing the people responsible. At yesterday's news conference, officials increased the number of known cases of SARS in Beijing by nearly 10 times to 339, with at least 400 additional suspected cases in the capital. China's vice health minister Gao Qiang admitted that officials had mismanaged the outbreak, but insisted there had been no cover-up, just better coordination now between hospitals in adding up the numbers. Jiang Yanyong was one of the doctors who took the risk of criticizing the government in recent weeks for under-reporting the figures. He expressed some satisfaction today.
Whether these measures taken by the government are enough or not, I don't know. But at least I would say this is some kind of a progress.
Joseph Fewsmith says the moves by the government will give a boost to those who advocate more transparency in China, and not just in the area of public health.
I think that China needs to ask itself some very serious questions about reforming the media, about how one responds to crises of this sort. There are a whole lot of questions that need to be asked about individual responsibility, about the way the system works. And a lot of people are going to be asking these questions in the days to come.
Beijing has announced that in order to stop the disease spreading more, the week-long May Day holiday, when millions of Chinese people travel around the country, will be reduced to one day. A group of doctors from the World Health Organization, whose pressure on Beijing is widely seen as helping to squeeze more accurate reporting from the Chinese government, left today for Shanghai, which has officially only owned up to two SARS cases. The central government promises more openness nationwide, but getting exact numbers from the province may take prying them open one city at a time. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.